producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, you hadn't gotten to the zinger yet. We'll start going to some phone calls. Dr. Ed Rips, our guest here. The California standards, correct me if I'm wrong, are 10 times the federal.
Well, the federal standards, the FDA and the USDA, all the federal standards, when they test for metals or any type of toxins, require less than 10 parts per million or 10 micrograms per gram or something like that. California is 0.5, not even 1 microgram, the Prop 65.
So, also, it's more than 10 times.
More than 10 times. So anything that you get anywhere in the United States that's under 10 parts per million of any type of lead or arsenic or anything like that is generally considered safe.
But from the science I've read in mainline studies, if you didn't have any arsenic or any lead, you'd die. I mean, isn't it true that even though it's poisonous in moderate levels or even small levels, in the super tiny trace level, is that wrong science in your view? Because arsenic is in apples.
Well, it's all of those are naturally occurring. I mean, they're naturally occurring in soils and plants and everything else. It just depends on what plant and which.
So you were saying in the air is way above.
In the air, you have high mercury content in the air. You have high aluminum content in the air. In some parts of California, they've stated that it's 55. You breathe in a main city, you may breathe up to 55 micrograms of lead per day, 55, and Prop 65 is 0.5, not even 1 microgram. It's ridiculous, and the people in California are upset about it.
Yeah, because if this was put on food, which they could do, which they use to starve us, you were saying how many green peas has a...
Well, like one green bean would be over Prop 65. A lot of foods. I mean, even organic apples are high in lead and some of the...
But is there any truth from your research that we do need a little bit of the bad things?
You do need a little bit. Everything in moderation. You know, there's always a point where it becomes too much, and it depends on what source it is, too. I mean, there's a lot of different aluminum byproducts, aluminum oxides, just like fluoride. I mean, it depends on is it naturally occurring in nature, the chemical structure of it, and...
Now how much calcium fluoride do we need?
Zero.
So you think we don't even...
Maybe a little bit. But definitely.
So fluoride, period, is bad.
In minute amounts in parts per million, if it's soil based or if it's from any type of zeolite or deposit or naturally occurring, taken up by plants. Because here's the thing, you have minerals in the soil, but there's something that happens with those. It can change the electron spin from a positive to a negative electron spin. Usually if it's a positive, it's synthetic, but if it's a negative charge, it all depends on the electrical charge of the element as it comes in your body.
And that's what makes hydrofluorosilicic so deadly, is they've made it super positive, right?
Yes.
And that's why it's so dangerous bouncing around.
That's why it's so dangerous, but when it's also, you have to look at just one compound. What happens when you combine that compound with another compound?
Well, that's why if you stuck your hand in it, it would eat the flesh right off your hand.
It eats through glass, it eats through metal.
I mean, it's
everything. It's like the, you know, it comes with a skull and crossbones on the label. I mean, it's like what you said, we are actually buying the world's most toxic waste products from China, and they're sitting over there laughing, sending all this toxic material.
Yeah, that's even been on the news, from China, and they tested like 300 poisons.
And it's got, exactly, it's got high levels of arsenic, lead, mercury, all.
And they make these cities put in these multi-billion-dollar water treatment deals that have no arsenic in them, and then this perfect water comes out, and they dump Chinese toxic waste in it, it's cuckoo.
System.
I've got a newscast, I think it was out of Oklahoma like 6-7 years ago, we played it a bunch, where they actually, like the news director, did a tour of the water plant and saw the skull and crossbones that said China. So he got it, and they took it and had it tested, and that was over 300. And I've got to find the old newscast. It was on YouTube. It's like, but that's what real news should do. And it was like, whoa, you mean it's hundreds of chemicals and we're paying to dump it in the water?
It's like when they tested the tobacco in one of the mainstream cigarettes and they found 600 and something different chemicals in it.
Yeah, you're not really smoking tobacco.
What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Ferguson governor. Here's a liner.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live on this Thursday worldwide transmission. We're going to take a closer look at 9/11. Who was really behind it? Coming up. At the bottom of the hour, about to go to your phone calls, the governor of Missouri has come out and said just minutes ago that he's ordering the National Guard off the streets of Ferguson. Governor Nixon orders National Guard to withdraw from Ferguson. Jay Nixon ordered the National Guard to begin withdrawal from the city of Ferguson on Thursday, citing continued improvement in security there. The situation has greatly improved with fewer incidents of outside instigators interfering with peaceful protesters, and fewer acts of violence, Nixon said in a statement. The governor called the guard on Monday and charged them with protecting the command center where officials were considering the response of protesters that erupted after police shooting of an unarmed teen. Nixon said the guard will work with the State Highway Patrol in carrying out a systematic process of withdrawing. Yeah, because as bad as some of the cops are, and I'm not knocking the National Guard, if they were veterans, I mean, Biggs saw him. He said, I've never seen people this young. I mean, they look like younger than privates I've seen. I don't know where they got these people, but their commanding officer looked like he was about 14. And I'm not being mean. I mean, it was like kids with guns milling around like not knowing what they were doing. Very bizarre. Just a total mess. Only a matter of time. Somebody hit me with a rock and I had a gun. I don't want to shoot him. And I'm 40 years old and know how to control myself a little bit better. That's why I won't even go to Ferguson, because I've got anger issues. It's I just can't imagine. It's a total mess. We had that cop threatening to shoot our reporters and others saying, I'll effing kill you just for no reason. And that's now national news. And the people are calling us anti-cop. We're not doing anything to the police. We're not antagonizing them. We're being respectful. We first got there when it was just thugs burning things the day after it happened, and we're supportive of the police. Why do you think the police, what have they been told to be so hateful towards reporters? I've never seen anything like this, Dr. Group.
I think it's condition number one. I mean, starting from a young age with, you know, the police officers, I mean, not all police officers are bad, obviously, but the ones that they're getting now, I think they're molding into what they want to fight against citizens in case there or when there's going to be, you know, militia on the streets, which there already is in some cases, and when there's going to be, when they're going to be rallying everybody up in case of Ebola or whatever, you know, martial law or whatever.
That's it. They want to control the info, and they've been told the press is the enemy.
And
that ought to freak everybody out.
So I don't know what vaccines police officers get, but I've talked to military recently, and I know they've upped their vaccine schedules and stuff like that. And I know that you look at the mind. I mean, it's all about the mind. You know, when you have the anger and the rage, what does all that boil down to? It's usually people that have poor diets. They're drinking the tap water. They've been conditioned to believe a certain way against.
They're operating on rage and stress.
Exactly.
Like I do.
You can't focus that way, and you're going to have anger issues, and you're going to be in that kill state, kill, 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 and, you know, that's pretty much what's going on. They'll get you.
I couldn't imagine.
Out of the military.
I couldn't imagine pulling people over all day in 110-degree heat and dealing with people all day. I could never be a cop. I mean, I would just.
You know, the thing is, they want people like you. They want the police officers that are going to fire on the American citizens.
Well, I would blow up.
And they're getting rid of the ones that won't.
Well, I mean, I'm good in a crisis dealing with things, but it's the long-term stuff. Like, stuff that just, like, keeps happening, that becomes really irritating.
There is no more the commercials, you know, that you saw 30 years ago with the police officer walking the lady across the street and helping you carry your groceries to the car and everything. Now the commercials for, you know, to become a police officer, they're showing SWAT teams in the streets, you know, firing tear gas down the road. I mean, remember those when we were growing up, when, you know, you had the
officer friendly,
come to your local officer. And now if you look on TV for anybody who's running an ad or anything like that for the police department, it's completely opposite. It's all anti-civilian, anti-support for the population. And, you know, we've completely flipped over, but it's all part of dumbing people down, so, you know, and throwing it in their face through movies and through media and through all the other million things that are out there that are conditioning people to say, oh, okay, just, it's going to be okay. This is what I'm going to have to expect. Just like Outbreak and all the Ebola stuff movies that came out 10 years ago. Now everybody knows Ebola could kill you, the fear mongering, everything else. I mean, Hunger Games, all the stuff that they've put in, you know, to our brain, deep in our brain, and they fried our brain with all the chemicals and everything else, you know, they don't want people. They want people that are dumbed down. They don't want people. They're easily controllable and to control the population.
Let's go to some phone calls here. Any other points you want to make before we go to calls that we haven't gotten to?
No, I just want people to know that they can do something about it. I mean, just listen to the show, and really the best way to protect yourself and your family is to keep your body clean and to make sure that you have a good survival plan. You know, you need to get out of the city. If there's Ebola that comes into your city, you need to have a bug out plan. You need to have some stuff packed. You need to have some storable food. You need to have enough supplements for your friends and your family or wherever you're going to go. Really, look, Alex is telling you this stuff every day, reporting on it. You need to have some sort of a plan because you're the one that knows. You know the answers. you know, and you know how to defend yourself and your family, where everybody else is just going to sit there and they're not going to know what to do, and they're going to rely on the government exactly what they want to happen.
Well, exactly. Government is digging in. Government's getting ready for martial law worldwide. Government is destabilizing, funding radical groups, while telling low-level government we're setting up a police state to stabilize things. They create the crisis, offer the solution, Hegelian dialectic. All I know is government's massing food and weapons. Elites are hardening their homes. Elites are moving to rural areas. That's all over the news. That, I mean, every major economist we have on says, I've moved to the out in the, because everyone can see the writing on the wall. Open borders, deindustrialization, food prices exploding. This is just the beginning. And I literally now am just not even shaken. I am bracing internally, Dr. Grubb, to know that we've already are hitting the beginnings of it. And we can see the response as they prepare for total martial law and use Ferguson as a beta test, that we need the liberty movement, the patriots out there to A, be prepared, B, be out educating people now so that as things get worse, as Ron Paul has said, folks know this was engineered and blame the collectivist and not the free market and capitalism. This is the socialist takeover plan, the communist takeover plan, directed by the ultra-rich that are exempt with UN diplomatic immunity. This is their consolidation. This is it. And they're going to let Al-Qaeda attack us, guaranteed. That's in the news now. U.S. braces for Al-Qaeda attack while the border's open. And people say, oh, you're saying the government did the Al-Qaeda attack. No. I'm saying the criminals that run our government are allowing them to get ready to attack us because then they'll take our rights. It's so easy to understand how they're operating. And they admit they're doing this. This is not my opinion. James in Colorado, thanks for holding. Then we'll go to Adam, Red, Jay, and Kelly. Go ahead, James. You're on the air with Dr. Grubb.
I had a question about the X2 nascent iodine. My thing is it okay to give the kids, or should it be diluted? You know, just your professional opinion.
That's a really good question.
It is a good question. I give it to my kids. I mean, the fact is children are really, really, really deficient because most of the pregnant mothers were severely deficient in iodine. So I would definitely dilute it in a little bit of water or orange juice, whatever. It doesn't really matter. You know, iodine is pretty stable the way it is. So just to take maybe an ounce of water and put, depending on how old the child is, you know, I would probably, I mean, if it were me, I would give my child, you know, from an early age. I mean, it's definitely not going to hurt. I'd even mix it in with the milk, you know, that I'm, you know, feeding the child or whatever. But it is completely safe to use.
What is the dosage level?
Well, that just depends on how old the child is. How old is the child?
And he should consult a physician. But, I mean, look, 5 years ago, every medical doctor said, don't give a pregnant woman vaccines. They knew it caused all sorts of problems in utero. It caused miscarriages. That was on the insert. Then they said, no, we're going to double down. It's good. Take more when you're pregnant. They don't tell them that there's literally hundreds of studies over 100 years, literally going back over 100 years, but dozens just the last few years, in China, the U.S., you name it, about all of the birth defects and problems from lack of iodine. They know this, but their medical doctor will not tell you. People say, yeah, you said consult a physician. I went to them, and they said, well, yeah, I guess you need some iodine, but, you know, maybe get a vitamin that has a little bit of it in it or something, or blah, 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 or, you know, get. I mean, they just know nothing about nutrition.
It's a lack of iodine that that can be linked to a lot of the mental disabilities that children are seeing in school, that you're seeing in schools. I mean, low IQs, the dumbing down, because iodine protects against fluoride and chlorine and bromine accumulation in the brain and in the thyroid gland. And the thyroid gets messed up, your metabolism gets mixed up. I mean, it can be linked to practically every single disease out there, from obesity to anything else. But
China had so many birth defects. I mean, this has been in the mainstream news that they make people supplement with iodine. I mean, they knew why they had so many towns where the kids were being born with all different sorts of disorders and things. I mean, they know, but our government doesn't want us to have it. Why is that?
it's counterintuitive to what they're trying to do. I mean, if you're trying to make a population sick and you're trying to increase the funds of the pharmaceutical companies and the oil and gas industry and everything else is all connected, you want to take away the health-giving things. I mean, I've said a bunch of times, I'm not the type of person that promotes a lot of different supplements because I believe that, you know, if you keep your body clean on the inside, that's really all you need. But I do recommend everybody take iodine. I do recommend people take, you know, things to clean their body like Fluoride Shield and some of the things that actually support cellular function like DNA Force and stuff like that, because that's where it all happens. It happens at a cellular level. So iodine would be great for kids.
What about the detoxing, though? Because I kind of felt bad 2 weeks into it, like you predicted.
Well, whenever you start releasing those bromides, iodine is also, by the way, a very, very strong antiviral and anti...
You owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
What if I say I'm not just another one of your friends?
the time with Dr. Greer. We have another guest coming up, so let's race through your calls. Adam in Canada, you want to talk about DNA force with Dr. Greer? Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Nice to speak with you again. Good day, Dr. Greer.
Thank you, brother.
I do have one question for Dr. Greer and then a comment for Alex and listeners. I take the Youngevity Healthy Start Pack plus the Survival Shield every day. Are there any counterindications for taking other nutraceuticals like DNA Force or Super Male Vitality?
That's a good question. No, I always recommend that you give yourself a little bit of time between each nutraceutical that you take. I mean, I don't like to take a lot of nutraceuticals or all the nutraceuticals at once. And clinically, I've found that you get a way better benefit if you spread them out at least by 2 hours. So take one, then you can take another supplement 2 hours later. I know it's kind of hard to do it that way, but if you want the best results, you should split up and at least give an hour to 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing stuff like not eating ice cream a couple times a week at 10 o'clock at night watching a movie, on the couch. I'll just go have a big glass of water and some iodine. Or I'll go over and have some herbal tea or something. It's not like I'm some super health nut now, but I've lost a lot of weight. I'm a lot healthier than I was. It's a slow process to do it right and keep it off, though. But you deal with stuff like Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's just a bunch of minerals and organic vitamins together. Full spectrum, absorbable, InfoWarsHealth.com. That's great. And I take it at least once a day, as a snack or something, again, instead of eating candy or something. That's how I've made myself start taking supplements. Because my whole life I didn't do it. Because I was never in the habit, or I would start and get off. Now I've gotten good about staying on it, at least partially, and I'm getting better about it. And the more I take, because I'm not even taking that much right now, but it's a lot compared to a couple of years ago, the better the benefits.
Yeah, it's just getting your body used to doing things. And at the same time, what you should be doing when you're taking supplements is looking at your environment, cleaning up your house, not buying any more chemicals, but replacing them with natural and organic solutions instead, and avoiding all the things that are actually causing or can cause any type of disease or malfunction in your body, especially the endocrine disruptors, getting cell phone protectors. I mean, the list goes on, but taking supplements is one thing because you need to clean the inside of your body, but you also need to clean your outside environment, and that means your food, what you're drinking, and wherever you're living, that environment needs to be clean as well.
All right, thank you. Let's move on to the next caller here. Red in Texas wants to talk about DNA Force as well. Too bad that's sold out. People, go ahead, Red.
Hey there, brother. Can you hear me?
I hear you okay. Sounds garbled, but go ahead.
I want to ask you a question with the board.
Yeah, we got to move on. We just lost you there. Maybe see what happened. Let's go ahead and talk to Kelly in Texas. Go ahead. One has a question for Dr. Greer.
Yes, I want to thank you so much for everything you do, Alex. I feel with for you. I mean, I'm in the same boat you are. I have anger issues, stress, and everything else about this evil government we live under. But with regards to that, Dr. Greer, what I heard you a couple of weeks ago talk about something you could take for stress and depression, what kind of alternatives is there out there other than what they give you at the doctor?
I mean, I've seen double-blind studies stuff years ago about St. John's warts being a lot better than Prozac, right?
Actually, InfoWars Live is going to be coming out with a product that we're going to be talking about more today, specifically addressing depression, stress, anxiety, because it's such a huge deal. It's the thing that knocks your immune system down by 50% instantaneously. Some of the things that are going to be in there, like lithium orotate, which I love, and that's not lithium. This is a safe form. It's called lithium orotate. There's plenty of research online. Dr. Nieper in Germany has done research on it since the 1940s. That's one of the best things that I've used forever that has been able to conquer any type of mental illness. Tibetan rhodiola is another thing. There's a lot of different...
You're talking about plant-based lithium.
Plant-based lithium. It's actually a plant-based lithium bonded to an orotic acid, and it is incredible to use for a multitude of things. As a matter of fact, people are using it right now for military, for post-traumatic stress disorder, and reducing the suicide rate.
Well, I mean, I've been to a bunch of prestigious child psychologists, and more, they're rebelling and not trying to push drugs on kids. They're going to the plant-based lithium and just seeing incredible response. Because it's not turning the kids into zombies at all, because it's such a small dose and it's organic. It just literally it just cuts it all out.
Yeah, right now, I mean, we're seeing so many suicides with people getting put on antidepressants, antipsychotics, and everything like that. So we're going to come out with a product that's going to, you know, reduce suicides, help regulate brain function, you know, keep you in a state to where you're calm, your anger is depressed down, and your anxiety, too. And then you'll be able to also, if you reduce all those, you'll be able to sleep better at night.
Amazing. Dr. Ed Group is our guest. I got to do a couple more minutes. We're getting Gage on, but I want to finish two more callers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
There are a lot of great products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's how we also fund a lot of our operations. You can simply go to InfoWars.com/eyes. InfoWars.com/eyes. And you can find the subpage at InfoWarsLife.com that has the new Ocupower, not just for the eyes, but for a lot of the cells in the body. And I'd almost say it's like a poor man's DNA force. That's what we were trying to do here. It's more than just eyes, but we're calling it Ocupower. And Dr. Group helped us develop it. And it's the highest quality at the lowest price. And it is going to sell out because people have learned that we have trouble keeping this stuff in because of the funds just to produce it and to source it and to get stuff so clean, so pure, and such high quality, and to not just do what most of our competitors do, putting out crud, which is shocking. I mean, now that I'm inside this for a few years, really studying it. So OccuPower, available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Now, Richard Gage is going to be with us for a little bit of overdrive into the next hour as well with AE911truth.org. We're going to salute him here in just a moment and get the latest. He was on C-SPAN a few weeks ago, had a big effect. Now that we see that criminal elements of our government are openly funding Al-Qaeda, new name IS or ISIS, running around doing all their horrible things, we see how these radical groups are being protected. When we say it is an inside job, criminal groups in the government were clearly working with Saudi Arabia and jihadis to hit us on 9/11. They are getting ready to hit us again and take our rights away in the name of protecting us. The average military person, the average cop has nothing to do with it. But when they do another 9/11 and you got cops saying, get back, they're going to bring down Building 7, the cops were told, get back, we're going to blow it up. I've talked to the cops that are there on CNN. I had one of them on air. He got so many threats, he disappeared after that. We interviewed the deputy head of emergency management. He died 2 weeks later. So, I mean, listen, people say it would come out. No. It came out. They had charges in all three buildings. And that's how compartmentalization works. Once the official story is out, no one would dare want to challenge it. So the narrative, the Santa Claus is real syndrome, you know, don't tell the kids he didn't. Now, 13 years later, can't you see? Now, I want to get Mr. Gage back up close to 9/11 for a full hour and have Building 7 clips and the other towers blowing up, maybe even get him here in studio to really go over all of this. Because, of course, I was there before 9/11 and on the day saying it was an inside job. And I said they're going to launch a bio attack now on 9/11 on record. Then they launched the anthrax attack. I just know how they operate. And now they're in the news. Get ready, Al-Qaeda is going to hit us any minute. Oh, my gosh. Well, who gave Al-Qaeda the weapons? Who let them reform? And then I don't want Fox News with Bill O'Reilly saying, I said 9/11 never happened, or that space beams did it, and all their disinfo, or that radical Muslims don't exist. That's not what I'm saying. They are protecting them, and our border's wide open, and I'm not going to have my rights taken when a bunch of crazy jihadis come in here and blow stuff up in downtown Austin or Dallas or San Antonio or Houston. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to start ranting. I got to finish up with two medical questions or supplement questions for Dr. Group here. Then we're going to Richard Gage of AE911truth.org. But let's go ahead and go to Jay in Canada. You have a question for Dr. Group. Go ahead. Okay, that was a good question. Thank you. Brian in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. Go ahead, sir. Question for Dr. Group.
Yeah, I got two questions for Dr. Group. First question is, you recommend, or you at least didn't recommend it, but you said orange juice would be okay for your iodine, and I kind of wonder about that because the first pass effect would block some of it or let too much of it through, and that might cause liver damage. You sure about that?
Well, I always recommend water. I mean, if, you know, for a kid, if that's the only thing that they can take, then, you know, definitely it would have to be freshly squeezed orange juice, and it would be organic, because anything that you're going to get from the store is going to be contaminated with all kind of chemicals and might actually have fluoride in it anyways.
But what is he talking about? Iodine with orange juice might hurt the liver. Doesn't the iodine go right into your blood anyways?
Well, this form of iodine would. I think the main concern would be the type of orange juice that you're using, because it might be contaminated with BPA residue and other stuff if it's in a carton, and it's probably from a concentrate and it has all kinds of chemical preservatives.
But again, there's this whole purist thing. We're being hit by the big mega attacks of fluoride, aluminum dioxide, just GMOs, water's full of crap, and then we're worried about, I agree, BPA is bad. In the plastic linings of these so-called paper containers, it's just that I don't... Anyways, call her.
The bottom line is, just take it with water. I mean, distilled water is going to be the best. If you're going to administer it to anybody, including yourself, it should be administered with pure distilled water.
And remember, consult your physician or healthcare provider. Okay, we're just giving you what he would do. What was your other question? He's gone? Oh, I wasn't mad at him. I was just getting irritated. You know, just that, like, we're worried about... one part per billion or whatever it is of arsenic in the city water supply while they're they clean it and then dump poison in it before it's sent down to the people. I mean, it's just a joke. It's like, we're making it against the law to thump someone in the nose, but we're going to hit them 50 times with a hatchet in the head. You know, it just... Beverly in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Well, to preface this, my mom and dad died when I was 13 and 14. My mother had cancer. My father had a heart attack. Every one of my relatives have died of some kind of horrible disease. My sister has fibromyalgia. The other one has diabetes. 7 years ago, my chiropractor said, you don't have to die of cancer, which was like, what? And so I started eating organic, started drinking pure water 8 years ago. And within a month or so, it was like a light switch went off. I could think clearer. I could see stuff. The same stuff that you're talking about right now, before I even knew you, my husband and I were going, man, this is like taking the red pill. We're seeing all kinds of horrible things that our government's doing, and with the food and all like that. So anyway, we moved to the country, to the lake. We catch our own fish. We grow our own food and all this stuff. And plus, we buy organic at other places. Now, I have ordered some of that iodine because I'm really interested about that. But I want to know, are we doing okay? I mean, do we need this, these supplements, because we're doing what we're supposed to?
Do you need to take supplements? It depends on how often you actually cleanse the inside of your body, and that would mean like intestinal cleansing, liver and gallbladder cleansing. I mean, even people that are vegetarians or eat all raw, they think they don't have to clean, but you got to remember, you take 30,000 breaths every single day. And the air that you're taking in, there's all kinds of chemicals and stuff like that, and that all goes into your intestines. And, you know, unless you had a greenhouse and you controlled the air and everything that was grown in it with the...
We live in a highly toxic environment, and I know this. I don't live as good as you do, ma'am. All I know is the clarity of thought, not getting as angry, being more focused, getting more done. Iodine, high-quality iodine, the herbs and the Super Male Vitality has just been life-changing for me. And my friends and family take it and then want more. But obviously, we're funding this whole news operation off, you know, once a month or so, having a big, you know, plug for this, selling T-shirts, things like that. I mean, I sell a T-shirt that says, Molon Labe, come and take it, because I'm defending the Second Amendment. And I'm funding the message to defend the Second Amendment and raise the alarm selling shirts that it's called synergy. And so it's the same thing. I promote key organic vitamins and minerals, and we're going to let you go, ma'am, and then go to our guest. I appreciate your call. I mean, regardless, try the iodine, try the Super Female Vitality, try the Ocupower, and then you know you're supporting this radio show. I mean, you know you're winning there. You know that's a win. And then I know that when you try it, almost everyone I know of, in fact, it sounds wrong if I say everyone's loved it. Actually, all we've gotten is positive reviews, which is unprecedented in the, quote, supplement industry. I mean, it's just unprecedented. Unprecedented. And so, I mean, we're here just bringing you high quality. And maybe you're so healthy you don't need it. So there you go. I don't think you know until you've tried it. I mean, is, you know, ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter we can find out there anywhere. You know, is it absolutely perfect? Does it cut out 100% of everything? No. It cuts out 100% of a lot of stuff, reduces things down to non-detectable levels in other areas. But it's certainly better than the tap water. None of this is perfect. It's like the sun. The sun will damage your skin, but you'll die without getting sun. So it's kind of like this is the process here. Dr. Group, any comments? Then we're going to go to our guest.
No, that's exactly what it is. It's about eliminating your exposure or reducing your exposure to a point where your body can deal with things when it does become exposed. I mean, bottom line, that's it. That's the root cause of all disease, is too much stuff coming in and not enough stuff coming out.
And they don't want us having high-quality iodine. They want us having the other bad halogens. What does that tell us?
That tells us that we need to keep our bodies clean on a regular basis, and we need to make sure that we combat that in every way, shape, and form, by drinking pure water, by eating clean food, exactly what she's doing. Congratulations, by the way. I live a very extremely clean life. I mean, organic, everything, and I still take all this stuff. Any male is going to be reduced of hormones, regardless of how clean your body is. Just a natural order that you're going to reduce your hormones after the age of 28.
Well, medical doctors are on record in the studies. Sperm counts are down. Genitals are shrinking. Hormones are lower. We've been jacked with.
Doesn't matter how much, you know, it doesn't matter how much you eat. You cannot get the type of nutrients in foods anymore.
Look, all I know is I take Super Male Vitality, and it's like I'm 20 again in the, you know, what department. And, I mean, come on. that's, I mean, this stuff's real.
All I'm saying is that this is changing relationships and changing people's lives, and that's what it's all about. It's about feeling the way you did when you were young again, you know, getting your life back, getting your confidence back, you know, looking in the mirror and say, you know, I feel good again. I feel healthy. I feel self-confident. I mean, right now we have a bunch of people that have been off of work for 3 years. You know, they're getting unemployment. They're not doing anything but sitting on the couch, getting fat, getting unhealthy. And, you know, right now it's time to step up to the plate, especially with all this stuff that's going on.
Yeah, for me, this has helped snap me out of the trance. Dr. Group, we'll talk to you after the show. God bless you.
Thank you.
BubbleHealingCenter.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, I apologize to Richard Gage. We're getting him on about 10 minutes late. We just got a group on a little bit late because of breaking news today. Richard Gage, AE911Truth.org. A few weeks ago, he was on for a whole hour on C-SPAN. They got a lot of great reviews. A lot of people watched it. Breaking down the impossibilities of the official 9/11 story, AE911Truth.org. For those that don't know, Underwriting Laboratories has been forced to admit that the building fell at Free Fall, Building 7. The government's been forced to admit it. Richard Gage and others were able to prove this. And Gage has been doing this now, I guess, about 8, 9, 10 years. I forget. And he joins us now to give us the state of 9/11 truth from AE911Truth.org and all the new stuff we've been discovering. Richard Gage, thank you for coming on today.
Thank you, Alex. It's always my honor to be on with you.
Well, there's so much to talk about. Where do we start?
We've got to start about, let's start with September. This September is the 13th anniversary of 9/11. And AE911 Truth has been at it for 8 years since I woke up after hearing David Ray Griffin on the radio, now an author, of course, of 10 books on the subject of 9/11. And we have plans. Last year, we had a $500,000 program raised by donors, $100 increments, to put billboards around the world in 12 international cities, including, of course, New York, with our 50-foot-tall billboard. And we are going to be back in New York in a big way because the American people deserve to know what really happened to all three of those towers on 9/11. So since the New York Times, for instance, has been completely censoring the subject of the scientific evidence for the controlled demolition of the three high-rises, we are putting right in their face a 30-foot-tall billboard targeting their chief, what is he, the chief editor. He said, we found no evidence to suggest that anything other than planes brought down the towers. Well, there's all kinds of evidence, and we're putting it right there in front of his nose in this billboard. With the Rethink 9/11 campaign, it says rethink911.org. The evidence might surprise you. So once again, we're back right in front of the faces of not only the New York Times, but in the backyard of the City Hall, who arbitrarily dismissed 30,000 signatures of their citizens who were demanding that we have a ballot initiative called the High Rise Safety Initiative that the New York Coalition for Accountability Now has raised 100,000 signatures for. But we're taking the city to court, we being the NYC CAN, to challenge them on this grievous, irresponsible act, defying the will of the New York people. This initiative will require the investigation of any high-rise that collapses, starting with Building 7, as you highlighted earlier. Here's a 47-story skyscraper, Alex, that dropped into its own footprint on the afternoon of 9/11, just like a controlled demolition. I mean, we're talking free-fall acceleration in under 7 seconds. This massive building, the tallest in most of our state, but, of course, right next to the Twin Towers, of which it was a part of the World Trade Center, it may not seem that tall. Those were the tallest buildings in the world at one time. But this building drops like a rock. Now, it had 40,000 tons of structural steel in it. And yet, to drop at free fall all 80 columns on at least 8 floors, in this case, would have to have been
removed virtually at once. Now, fires, the official cause of this building's collapse, cannot possibly explain that. So we know that individually pre-placed explosives, thousands of them, or incendiaries, in this case, would have to have removed that structural support. So we have all the evidence in our DVD, 9/11 explosive evidence, experts speak out. People can just Google experts speak out or go to our website, of course. As you mentioned, it's ae911truth.org, where all this evidence is. And we have put it in a format that activists in New York this September and around the country, in fact, all around the world, can take to friends, relatives, co-workers, elected representatives, media, people in the media. We have a new brochure, which is very, very exciting. 9/11 Truth, good for America. Why is 9/11 Truth good for America? I mean, this is the subject of your radio show. I mean, there's a reason that you are a hero to millions of people, Alex. You're pointing out the wars of aggression that 9/11 Truth will stop because they started most of them. It'll restore our economy because 9/11 Truth devastated our economy, as you know, with a $4.5 trillion global war on terror that owes its roots to 9/11. It takes its justification from 9/11.
Stay there. I want to come back and talk about that. Now, Al-Qaeda in Iraq is IS, armed by our government to attack Syria. Now our government's supposedly fighting them over there, and I've looked at all the videos. Looks like a few trucks getting blown up, totally staged. They're going to use the new Al-Qaeda threat to totally take our freedoms and are saying, get ready for them to hit. And when we bring up, hey, we funded these guys, shut up, conspiracy theorists, when that's a fact. Wow.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of
filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Of Overdrive with Richard Gage. I'll be back tonight, nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. Our reporters are in Ferguson. Some of the headlines up on Infowars.com. Former CIA officer says ISIS and Mexican drug cartels are communicating and working on the border. James Foley beheading what they're not telling you. A breakdown of how it's meant to launch a new war in Syria to, quote, knock out the group our government funded. This is so sick. Again, school kids suspended and arrested for imagining shooting a dinosaur. See, thought crime. ISIS abducts more Westerners, promises beheadings. UK police merely watching James Foley beheading video is an act of terrorism. So the border's wide open, but we've all got to give our rights up because Al-Qaeda's about to hit us. But then meanwhile, Al-Qaeda's renamed itself and is being allowed to operate. It's the clash of civilization, and the elite use that clash to take over our lives. Talking to the founder and head of AE 911 Truth, Architects and Engineers 911 Truth, Richard Gage. Richard, we can get into the science all day. I was covering the controlled demolition hours after it happened. We've gone through the physics. We've covered it. A lot of people worldwide, a majority believe it's a fishy story. A large portion of America, depending on the poll, want a new investigation. This far out from it, I think we've already won in the court of public opinion. People don't buy anything the government says anymore. A lot of conservatives that were mad at me for saying it was an inside job, now looking back, see what a fraud the Iraq war was, see how our government's funding Al-Qaeda today and was doing it then. I don't think we know exactly what happened on 9/11. I'm not saying George Bush had a plunger like Wile E. Coyote blowing up the towers. I just know NORAD stood down. I know there's bombs in those buildings. I know on CNN cops said, get back, they're going to blow it up. They blew it up. I'm not saying those cops did it. They were told, get back. And I talked to the cops, heard the countdown. The Red Cross, of all people, who usually your CIA fronts, not your low-level Red Cross, but high-level folks, look that up. They were getting the countdown. And it was on the news they're going to bring 7 down. I heard it on CBS radio that afternoon. So for me, proving it all, I mean, I heard them say, and we have the newscast, that they were going to blow up Building 7 to protect other buildings. Well, you can't plant bombs in a couple hours. So they didn't want that looked at. The point is they're lying about what really happened, Richard, and they used it to launch all these wars and to set up a police state. And now they say Al-Qaeda's about to hit us again when our government opened the door for them. My rights should not be taken because this criminal government is allowing Al-Qaeda to survive and thrive. What do you get off that basic gestalt statement I just made?
What we need to realize is that if people just listen to Alex Jones and don't do anything about his message or the message of the AE 9/11 truth, then we'll get what we got for the last 13 years into the greatest crime of the century. So what we're doing this September is to respond to exactly that question. We're taking action, and we're encouraging all of your listeners to take action where they can. If they can come to New York, we'll have the premiere of Anatomy of a Great Deception, which is one man's effort to resolve his own inner conflict upon waking up to the scientific evidence of 9/11, as presented by AE 9/11 Truth, in the case of David Hooper, this filmmaker. So at 2 p.m. on September 11th, we want everybody to come to the premiere downtown New York. And then on Friday, we're going to be doing street actions in front of the New York Times to wake people up, employees and visitors. We're going to also be in front of the 9/11 Museum, one of the greatest, second greatest frauds in history, to ensconce the official story with our alternative guide to the museum, what you will not see in the museum. And then on Saturday, we'll have a conference at 2 p.m. on the 13th. So we've got to take action, and that's what got us on C-SPAN, is taking action.
I want to talk about C-SPAN. Stay there. We're back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3133.